My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 won a ticket. Is there anything left that's underrated about the Lions? I think it's their culture. Gator still thinks it's Jared Goff. Kang, you got one? Still underrated about the Lions?
Yeah, I got one. I think it's actually the linebacking core. That's never been brought up ever as a positive or a strength for this team. But let's be honest here. Alex Anzalone, and I'll raise my hand, I never thought he'd be this good and this productive in this
league. I'm with you.
And he is. We refuse to forget sometimes or refuse to let in our mind that guys can get better. And he's done nothing but get better since he got here and became a captain of that defense. And then you put alongside him a first-round pick in Jack Campbell.
Careful.
Who, I know, Doug. I know you know this, Doug, but other people should know that Jack Campbell could be a star in this league. That's right, Doug. I said it.
You're right.
And then you have Derek Barnes, another player who's gotten...
just gotten better.
Gotten better. And then,
one awful play does not define your career.
Germ, a guy who I thought was strictly special teams, they put him out there with the defense all the time in certain situations. Malcolm Rodriguez, who's a starting linebacker a couple years ago, he's got to play fullback. That linebacking room is so full of talent right now. So I think underrated, the linebackers. I think they had a very good run defense last year, and it's not just because of the two defensive tackles up front. It's as the linebackers are filling holes as well.
It's a great call. 248-539-9797. What do you think is still underrated about the Detroit Lions? Okay. I found this. And the morning show does, is this a thing? Is this not a thing? To try and measure the importance of some story.
Yep.
Somebody went through from CBS Sports, Chris Trapasso, and he ranked every team's practice squad. Every team's practice squad. Is this a thing, not a thing? At 10, the Chargers. L.A. Chargers practice squad. At 9, Seattle.
Here we go.
At 8, Cleveland.
Yep.
At 7, Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
At 6, Indianapolis.
That mountain climber's going up.
At 5, the Las Vegas Raiders. At 4, the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh.
At 3,
here we go,
the Buffalo Bills.
Oh.
At 2, the Philadelphia Eagles. And at 1, the best practice squad in the NFL, the Detroit Lions. Our practice squad is getting love. Probably made a mistake introducing the what's most underrated about the Lions and this at the same time.
I'm not going to lie to you, Doug. It's really not in my nature to lie to you.
I know.
I like the Lions practice squad. When I saw the list the other day of the players that were on it, first, I was shocked that these guys weren't picked up by other teams because I think other teams missed out. There's some really good players here. These were tough decisions for them to make. You know, the receivers alone is interesting. You know, with Tim Patrick and Allen Robinson on there, the tight ends. I mean, it comes to seriously, the tight ends. Zylstra and Mitchell both were able to make the practice squad because some other team out there didn't think either one of them could help them. You're fools to think that one of those tight ends couldn't have helped you. The two guys that I was secretly hoping were going to be on the practice squad once I saw they didn't make the roster, both made the practice squad, and I'm like, whew. And that's Jamarco Jones, the offensive tackle, because I think he's talented, he's big, and he's mean, and I think it's great insurance in case somebody in the offensive line gets hurt. He's got experience. And Kyle Pecco, yeah. Defensive tackle. How does nobody pick up Kyle Pecco?
I don't know.
Thank you for not doing that. I appreciate that. And then the Lions end up having some guys that really showed up in the preseason that were impressive, Agudé and Ukwu, and they're both there? What? Huh? I don't know how some of these teams are being run, man, but more power to you, I guess.
So
the only guy I was disappointed with who didn't make the roster and is not on the practice squad is Stephen Gilmore.
Okay. Yeah.
I was hoping that he might get a shot because I thought that he might have something. But alas, that's the one.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think they have any corners on the practice squad.
They have a defensive back. And
CJ Moore, right?
Eric Hallett.
Did he get cut? Did CJ Moore get cut?
Yeah, he got cut for DPJ.
Okay.
Is this like, listen, I enjoy getting ranked number one in any list I can, Is this just because it's just more names that you've heard of?
It might be. Here's what Trapasso wrote.
Possibly.
Lions secure the top spot, mostly due to the receivers on the practice squad. DPG is one of the most explosive receivers in the NFL. 44.5-inch vertical leap and 11.7 broad jump. Robinson has lost a few steps as we've seen him bounce around the league recently, but has experience nonetheless. Patrick was a shocking cut by the Broncos after a fantastic preseason. And Kennedy has long been a preseason hero in Detroit due to his suddenness underneath and reliable hands. At edge, Mitchell Agudé registered four pressures in the preseason and feels like a young rusher with an upward-facing arrow. Lastly, Jamarco Jones is an Ohio State offensive tackle with years of amazing preseason work on his resume. He just needs to translate some of that to the regular season if called upon as Detroit's swing tackle. Look, the funny thing about it, you know, I say, is this a thing or not a thing to have the number one rated practice squad in the NFL? The funny thing about this is that I feel like we're going to see more of these guys than not play in regular season games because it's a game of attrition. You're going to see them.
It's just injuries happen. You are going to see them. I really am surprised that the Lions didn't lose more guys.
Nobody wanted Agudé?
I mean, honestly, what? Okay, thank you.
Nobody wanted Ukwu?
I mean, is there just some massive respect for Brad Holmes? You don't poach his guys? I don't think that's it.
I think they'd exactly want to poach his guys.
Yeah, I think that's. I mean, if I were another GM on a team that is really struggling, like, well, who are the Lions cutting? Because I know that they've got such a good roster that there's going to be great players that don't make their roster. Can they make ours? You would think, and yet nobody wanted to do that. Okay, thank you.
It's weird.
Well, the veterans, they can choose the teams they want to sign with. It's the younger guys that have to hit the real waiver wire where other teams can pick them up. Like, you know, Allen Robinson chose to go to the Lions. Tim Patrick chose to go to the Lions. But
the veteran players chose to go to the practice squad of the Lions. My point is that these teams could have gone and offered Kyle Pecco a job on their 53.
Yes.
Which they would take over the practice squad any day of the week.
One would think.
Well, what you would think, but I think the Pecco situation seems a little different. I feel like he's definitely going to be on the 53-man roster. But I know what you're saying, Gator. Yeah, these guys can go anywhere they want to, but they're choosing to go on the Lions practice squad.
Wild. That's because of the Kaminsky thing and
the
gotcha. 248-539-9797. All right, we'll get to your phone calls and feedback coming up. We're looking for a few things here. One of them is for Michigan and Michigan State fans. What do the experts have wrong about your team getting set for the season? You've heard it all. It's time to play some football. Toe about to meet leather. What do the experts have wrong about your team? That's one. Lions.
Toe about to meet leather.
We got this Lions thing out there. What's still underrated about the Lions? Which feels like when your practice squad is rated number one in the league. Not much, but is there anything that you still think is underrated? Just a reminder, you can stream the show through the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Also streaming through our website, 971theticket.com, and streaming with video, Go to twitch.tv, search up 971 The Ticket, participate in the streaming chat. Same thing with youtube.com. You can watch the show, you can comment, all different ways you could take in the program. It's Carson Anderson, your phone calls and feedback next. Are you going to eat that at 1235? 971 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.